Good to be back at Believers Church. Good to see all my friends. The best welcome I had today was when I walked through the door, they said, "Welcome home." Amen. I told Bob while I go, I said, "I've grown long hair, and no one's asked me to be any Easter play at all. I don't want to be Jesus. I try to be like him, but I can't be like him. Anybody else want to play Jesus? I just want to be in the background. But knowing Bob said he's going to start a play, and I'm going to be in it. Hallelujah. So I'll be back whenever he gets the play ready, all right? But no, I come today with great news. We've had a great month of February. I got married. My lovely wife Kathy's over here. I'm finding out all kinds of new things. We got up this morning, and she's like, "You want to embarrass me today?" And we were getting ready, and she looked. She said, "Do you want some lotion or something for your face or anything?" I'm like, "What's wrong with my face?" She said, "No, it looks like you're glowing or something." I'm like, "Lord, I got married. Hallelujah." I mean, you know, we're still on the honeymoon stage. Hallelujah, you know. And but she puts this stuff on her face, and I wake up, and it's apricot something. So now since we've been married, I wake up hungry every morning. I don't know why. Smelling of apricots. Amen. But God is good. Amen. So she's a great lady. And you all get to know her. And we'll be back many times, I'm sure. And love being here. And you all are great, great friends. Amen. Turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. I appreciate Clint and Melanie. And they are great friends. And I'm encouraged by what's going on. Anybody else encouraged by what's going on here at Believers Church? Things going down the road. We don't talk as much, but we, communicate through emails a lot, texts, and then when we do, we kind of take everything in together, and we'll spend a long time talking, and he'll share things with me, and I'll be praying about things going on, and I believe that a lot of things are happening. But here's why my message. Several months ago, a friend of mine and Kathy's, Sally, her name is Sally Thompson, she found out she had breast cancer. She had called me and been friends for a long, long time, and she was crying. She said, "Kenny, what am I going to do?" And I said, "We just got to believe God." And so she had her first chemo treatment, and when she had her first chemo treatment, she lost almost all of her hair. She called me back and was crying, and she said, "Kenny, I've lost my hair, and you may think this is crazy. If you do, that's fine with, I'm crazy for Jesus, so jump on board. If not, you do what you want to do, all right?" And so I felt the Lord spoke to me and said, "Grow your hair long and donate it." Now, I wanted to donate it to her, but she lost her hair on the very first chemo treatment, pretty much all of it, she said. And so she went to Nashville, got her a wig, and I started growing my hair long. And it's funny how, I'm going to say this, church people judge people before they know the heart. And what we do, we compare people, and we want to try to be like them, or we put people in a box, and we sometimes put God in a box, and we portray that because they are a certain way, they are always a certain way, and that's not true until you know their heart. Amen? So this scripture, and I read it again where we were staying last night, this morning, I'm just going to read one verse from here. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we'll read verse 12, and I'm using a New Living Translation. We'll have it on the screen there, but I like what it says here. It says, "Oh, don't worry. We wouldn't dare say that we are as wonderful as these other men who tell you how important they are. But they are only comparing themselves with each other, using themselves as a standard of measurement. How ignorant." There's lots of people that use the standard of measurement toward other people instead of doing it toward God. Understand what I'm saying? We should focus our things on God and see, if you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall, it says there too. And it understands that we try to compare, we try to be someone else. We try to be trying to be someone else because I think, here's what my take is on it, that we're really not spent the time with God to say, "God, you love me for who I am. Not for, this is my good friend right here. I know God loves him. But you know what? I got to know God loves me." And me and Clint may have differences in likes. We don't have a whole lot because we like to shoot guns. We're chaplains on police department. We're all that things and other things. But even if we had lots of differences, you know what? We can still be friends. Right? How many knows we can? And so in today's world, I wrote in my notes that as I was preparing, and the crazy thing about this sermon was, I can't remember when we booked this service. Was it in January? Did I give you all the wrong scripture a while ago? Okay, it was supposed to be 1 Corinthians chapter 10, right? 1 Corinthians, did I say 2 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. So maybe when I sent Clint the text, I may have texted it wrong. But we got to understand that you know, in the world we live in today, as soon as someone comes out that plays basketball, they want to compare him to someone great like Michael Jordan. When someone comes out in football, they want to compare him. I've had a great February, got married February the 6th. Her birthday was February the 7th. We celebrated her birthday together. We were on a honeymoon together. And then to top it off, glory to God, the Broncos won a Super Bowl. I'm a Bronco fan all the way, baby. Been a long, long time. And I don't know if you're some of you Carolina Panthers fans, that's okay. You'll get there maybe again, all right? But we, in our air, we're all the time wanting to compare people, trying to compare people from individuals to professional sports to even preachers. I had a friend of mine that he felt he was called to preach. He wanted me to come and listen to him. And when I heard him preach, I could tell exactly who his favorite preacher was by the way he preached. I'm going to tell you this. I love to listen to many different people, and I'm going to share this with you. I hadn't even told Clint this. I was flying to California, going to a conference, and in the airport in Houston, Texas, I happened to meet Joe Osteen. And I talked to him. We just talked just like me and Clint does, and I shared with him, and I told him I was an evangelist, and I told him I wrote a book, and he asked for a copy of the book. I thought, that's pretty cool, man. That guy got all kinds of people, all kinds of books, send him all kinds. I mean, he wants my little book, Redneck from Kentucky? Hallelujah. I'll send him a book. So I sent him a book, and the crazy thing was, a few weeks later, I don't know, maybe God spoke to him through some things in my book. I hope so. I mean, it's a good book. If you want to get it, you can go to my website later and bring with me. But he started preaching on Listen to the Spirit of God, which is awesome. And so I haven't heard from him. I haven't met him again, haven't talked to him. But I hear so many people that are critical of him, and you may or may not agree with everything that he says. But I think lots of pastors get jealous because he has a big church and they may have a smaller church. But the issue is be where God has placed you to be. And quit comparing. Because here's what I know this today. When I begin to pray for this service and for this service today, God spoke something to me to tell you all. God sent you here at Believers Church for a reason. And he has a call on your life for a reason. And he wants you to quit comparing yourself to everybody else and be who you are and build Believers Church in Sylvania, Georgia, the way God wants it built. Come on. And quit comparing to everybody else. So I usually send out a letter of support each year, and I hadn't put out anything in a while, and I sent this letter out and just letting people know, and God supernaturally blessed because my computers I think the last time I bought a new computer was like 2001. So it tells you how bad now my computers are. And I'd get in my office and things would be really slow and I'd get a little frustrated. And finally I said, Lord, I need a new computer. So I put that in the letter. And in the letter, within 2 days, a pastor in Lexington, Kentucky called me and said, we're sending you a new laptop computer. Glory to God. Okay? I knew I was going to ask this lady to marry me. I just didn't know when. I didn't tell anybody. No one knew. I called my sister. I called my son. And I said, I'm going to ask Kathy to marry me. They said, when? I said, I ain't telling you. I said, whenever I get the urge is when I'm going to do it. Well, I got the urge. I asked her. She said, yes. We got married. Found out I need a new printer. She has a brand new printer. See, God works things out. And now I know this is funny. This is me, okay? And so then, but then I sent this letter out for support in his office. I'm sure Joe Osteen didn't write this letter personally himself, but he sent a letter saying they couldn't support help support large ministries, which I think they probably could. But they said this. They put some scriptures and said they would be praying for me. Now, how cool is that? That I'm gonna share with some things. You all send support from this church and help me. I share with my wife. I said, this is where our tithes goes. We send a tithe. I send my tithes here. We just get married, so we're just now getting all these things together. We're just in a moving stage, and I moved all of her stuff into the house, and I'm not sure where some rooms are yet, but we'll find them. But I thought that was pretty cool that he took time and told someone, because it's addressed to him, to send that letter back to my office. And see, so many times we try to compare ourselves and we try to be like someone else when God made you, wonderfully formed you, made you who he wants you to be. And so here's my first point. The comparison trap tricks us into thinking that God's blessings are in limited supply. Whispering the lie that when others win, we think we lose. But I'm here to tell you, God calls us to be different. Spiritually than the world. I mean, those type of things too. But I mean, he calls us, we're different people. Kathy asked me, she said, now what kind of church are we going into? And she, you know, she asked, I said, it's different. She's not delivered yet from her tradition. She still wanted to wear a dress today. I said, do not wear a dress. I'm just kidding you. I like Jen and Jean, but I said, if you want to wear, I said, they do not care what you wear today. They want you here. Just wear something, Bob said. Hallelujah. How many's glad Bob wore something today? Tammy says, yes, hallelujah. And the great, I mean, so, and so I said, these here are my friends. Matter of fact, I take even more. There's my family. And I introduced you, and see, so many people said that, and I said so many things about Bob to Kathy, and when we come in today, it was so cool. I look, and Bob was standing here, I'm standing here, and Kathy walks over, and I said, this is Bob. She goes, so you're Bob. I said, yes. And Bob said, I like that. God has a unique plan for your life, and he will, listen to me, abundantly prepare you for that. I'm going to take another step. He has a unique plan for you to hook up with these pastors right here. Whether it be children's, whether it be the things that they're doing, the offerings they're getting, the couple times a year, the egg drop. Wonderful, wonderful thing. I was just so encouraged about what happened last year. And how many knows God's going to do more things this year? But here's the thing. Go back to where the story when I talked about my friend contacting me. And I hadn't talked to her for a long time. But she called me and said, pray for me as I go through this cancer treatment. And a couple weeks ago, I preached in Sayersville, Kentucky. And I showed up. Now, this is a prominent religious type suit and tie place. So imagine Kenny Large showing up, a long-haired hippie look. And the pastor, though, when he introduced me, he said this. He said, here is a great example of not judging people the way they look. And in that, because I've been there for several years, and they may think of someone having longer hair or whatever, but we got to understand, we need to quit comparing ourselves, quit putting people in a box. See, you can trust his provision, and you can trust his timing, and I believe God put you here for a time like this. He put you a time to do what God has called you to do. Get connected with all the things that Clint and Melanie is going to share. I know what's coming up in the teaching here. Clint accidentally sent me a message, and he said that was supposed to go to Melanie, not you. And so I know what's coming up in the next few weeks. I think, are you teaching it? Who's teaching it? Next week. She's teaching it. You need to be here. It's going to be good stuff. But quit comparing. Quit comparing. Look at your neighbor right now, whoever you're beside, and say, I am who I am in Jesus. Now, say it back to the other person. Some of you didn't do it. That's why. Some of you are like, so you're going to think you're going to get by, all right? And we are made to be different. Just imagine if we were all the same. Wesley, I love you, man. And I love your sister Megan too, but listen, aren't you glad you're not just like him? Oh God, yes. I let ladies go first. Now, aren't you glad you're not just like her? He goes, yeah. But see, we compare ourselves so much, but we're made different to do different things. See, listen, if we become jealous of someone else's plan, we will miss the perfection plan that he has for us that is written just for you. If we let jealousy in. Come on. Turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verse 6. And when Paul was talking about, I read this chapter in Corinthians this morning, and when Paul was talking, he said these people come and they say they're this and they say they're that. He said, we're not comparing them to themselves. We're not comparing myself. I'm just doing what God's called me to do. I just want to be an evangelist. I just want to be able to preach and teach and encourage people and love. Listen to me. I mean, you all have heard me many times. Most of you have. I want to come in. I want to encourage you. I want to give you a word that you can think about during the week or the 2 weeks down the road. And look what Romans chapter 12 says, verse 6. I love this. Look what it says. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. Do you notice that? Look at this. You see, sometimes we go so fast we forget. It says, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. Does he say all things well? Now, honey, I know we haven't been married very long. Do I do all things well? She's thinking that means no. All right? They've been married a long time. How long y'all been married? 16 years. Does he do all things well? Does she do all things well? Certainly she does. Yeah. They on honeymoon stage too. But see, when we think, he says this to do. Now listen to me. In order to go, I believe, this is a prophetic word for this church. I believe in order for this church to go to the next step is certain people getting connected and doing certain things well. Him doing certain things well to do his gift. Her doing certain things well to do her gift. Then her come in and do her thing well for her gift. And then everybody, including Chuck, doing his thing well. Listen to me. Don't get off in someone else's gift. All of us getting together doing our certain thing well. Look, now what it says. God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. But if he hasn't gifted you that way, don't try to get in someone else's gift. Y'all really didn't get what I said. Y'all should have said amen louder than that. Now turn with you another scripture in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. I'll show you this one. I'm having fun today. Y'all aren't getting anything today. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Look at this. I don't know why I keep turning this Bible. I'll just look on the screen. Look, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Don't you think that he knew that Penny was going to be here on this date? Absolutely he did. And he's got a gift for her. And she has to do her gift well. Come on. But see, that's where we struggle because we live in a world that is always comparing everybody to everything. Wes, I want to encourage you, don't be like anybody else during praise and worship. You be you, buddy. And God can use you to touch somebody that somebody else up there doing something they won't be able to touch. Why? Because God has a perfect plan for you. Look what it says up there. Long ago. I know you're not that old. But he had a plan. And the Bible even says when you were formed in your mama's belly, he even had a plan for you. And we sometimes get off track. We sometimes get off away. And so we got to understand this. Well, listen. We are always trying, here's point number two, we are always trying to measure up. All the time trying to measure up. Well, I hope Chuck likes me, man. Now he had to sell his motorcycle. I hope he still likes me. man, I'm going into Believer's Church. I got long hair, man. I hope my buddy still likes me. These will be the next honeymooners right here. But see, we are all the time like, man, trying to compare, trying to measure up. What about just doing what God wants you to do? Now, I'm going to share with this. I had a phone call. Got a phone call Friday. Got a phone call from a pastor. I'd preached for years and had been there years, and they went through some difficult times, some financial struggles, so they kind of didn't have speakers in for a little while. And so he had called me, and he had texted me, and he was sick when I had sent an email or text or something about going back to preach for him. And he came back, and he called me, and he was sharing with me different things and how they were struggling and going through some things. And so he said this. He said, Kenny, he said, for us as a church, you know, we're kind of going through a different season and all that stuff. And I thought, that's cool. And, you know, I mean, you're not making me mad. Just because you don't have me come preach does not make me your friend, not your friend. That's what I told him. And he thought, wow. He said, I didn't want to make you mad because I haven't had you in a couple years. I said, you're not going to make me mad. I'm still going to be your friend. I understand. But why is it sometimes, listen to me, and so I began to talk to him, and he was talking about, and I know times have changed, that where we used to have revivals, and we'd have a week revival, we'd have a prophetic revival, we'd have a healing revival, we'd have this. How many people are busy? Come on, don't y'all act so spiritual in here like, no, I just love Jesus, hallelujah, I'm not busy, I'm just here, I'm just, woo, glory to God. But we are busy. God hasn't changed, but we've changed. I mean, my daughter right now, for the last several weeks, she's playing, and you know, she's going through her season, and she's playing volleyball right now in Cincinnati area right now. This is her volleyball schedule this year. We are doing Indianapolis, Indiana. We are doing Muncie, Indiana. We are doing Dayton, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Atlanta, Georgia, Orlando, Florida. That's just to name a few. How many knows that keeps you busy? And my daughter is 16. She got her license. She thinks she's Dale Jr. now. She's not. I had to, you know, let her know, hey, I've got police friends watching you. But she's going through that. But our goal is, her goal is, she wants a scholarship for volleyball. So it's helping her. We've made an investment to get her on the travel team and try and make the travel team, do all the things she does. Her high school team has been to the state 3 years in a row and doing very well. We've had a great you know, run, so to speak. But she's going through that season, and God has a plan for her. Listen to me. He has a plan for her. And he knows exactly. And sometimes we have to make some sacrifices as parents, as grandparents, and for our children sometimes, and do that. But we do that for why? Because we love them. Don't you think God loves you just as much? And he doesn't. His resources are not unlimited. And we look and think, well, it'll be good. And this works for Clint and Melanie, man. I mean, works really good. But what about me? No, he loves you just as much. Now, look, see, we always are trying to measure up bigger in everything or more in our stuff. We, you know, we worry about being skinny or fatter. Am I fat? Am I skinny? Does this look okay? We see it all the time on Facebook. We have people ranting. I mean, y'all have Facebook. Don't y'all act like y'all don't have Facebook and Twitter. People sharing their opinions, and this one made this one mad, and I went to the grocery store and someone didn't talk to me. I went to church yesterday and no one said hi. I went to church and they didn't shake my hand. I went to church and they, I mean, like, get off of it. Did you ever think maybe they were having a bad day? Oh, I'm going to take another step farther. Maybe I'll look at them and say, hey, come to Believer's Church. Let me ask you this. I'm gonna step out on a limb here. I don't know Clint ain't gonna get mad. When's the last time you personally invited someone to Believer's Church in Sylvania, Georgia? Well, Clint, I didn't get not one amen on that. I've been preaching a long time. You know why? Because you're thinking like, when did I do that? So I'm gonna challenge you this week. to go out and invite someone. Come and check us out. Come and see what Wesley does on that six string. Is that what you play out there? Is it six string? How many strings it got on it? Six? That's pretty good. I don't even play one. But we compare bigger. I wrote this in. A game of comparison is a game with no winners. A game of comparisons is a game with no winners. Here, I'm going to give you a revelation. All right, here's a great revelation for you. Someone's always going to be better than you than something. And if someone's always better, there's always going to be someone that may not be as good as you in an area. That's why we need to go back, Bob, and say, hey, do certain things well. Here's what I'm going to have you confess this. Say, I am going to do what I do and the gift God has given me well. And try not to get it off in someone. Do what you are supposed to, but we're this game of comparison, there's no winners. See, when we don't measure up, envy comes in. Strife comes in. Jealousy comes in. And it takes root. And when that happens, see, when comparison ends up in our favor sometimes, we sometimes get arrogant. When it comes, whoa, look what God done for me. And then we become a little bit arrogant and God's favor shined on us. How about doing it this way? I just give God praise for everything. I thank Him for blessing me. I thank Him for encouraging me. Let me just share a great story with you. I've always wanted to go to Italy. Italy has been one of my places I want to go. I read a book years ago called Bleachers, and I've always wanted to go there. God had a plan a long time ago. I met this lady. Guess where her son-in-law is stationed at? Italy. Guess where we're going? Italy for honeymoon. Plus, we get free room and board staying with her daughter. Hallelujah. Huh? And she's going to cook for us. Man, glory to God. See how God works things out? But we have a tendency to try to get ahead of God. And we try to want to make it happen. You're all awful quiet in here this morning. Comparison can trick us into delighting in the fortune. And listen to me. Comparison can trick us into delighting into the misfortune of others. It can trick us into that. And when we compare up, let me ask you this question. Have you ever, and be honest, someone that you maybe didn't care for, they got a job promotion over you and you got mad. You thought you should deserve it. But maybe God had a better plan for you long ago. Come on. When someone may else get something, or how many of you have ever been jealous when someone got a new car, new truck, new motorcycle? Come on, be honest. I'm the only one honest in here. Let's go ahead. Bob, roll up something. We're going to give an altar call, and we're going to have everybody come because there are a bunch of liars in here today. Get them all up there. Because you know what? We live in a society that bigger is better, more bigger, all those things. And me and Kathy had that talk the other day. Matter of fact, it was on the way here. Like I say, we're just getting to know one another more and more. And, it's been a change. And it's all for the good. I'm smelling apricots. And, on this first trip as we've been as a married couple, I bring one pair of boots. She brings five. So I just carry them out to the car. I've learned that, differently, you're adjusting. You're adjusting. But I'm enjoying life. And I love what someone told me the other day. They looked at me, and one guy said, I got fatter. Well, that's cool. Because I'm happy. I'm happy. And she don't even cook for me. Because she works. I do most of the cooking, which I love to do. All right? So listen to me. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get ready to close here just real quick here, just a moment. Got a few more moments. It can even lead to unwise financial decisions just to keep up with others around us. And I thought of this for my buddy when I was coming here. She was asleep. We were somewhere in North Carolina. And I was kind of praying for the service and thinking and pondering. And I thought this thought in my notes as I'm going through my head, and this thought came in. And this is what I said, Clint. This is God's truth. I said, thank you for my buddy Clint that he makes good financial decisions at Believers Church. I'm telling you guys, I'm still part of the board. They're making some adjustments and things. But listen to me. If I'm not on the board, I'm still going to be a part of you all. Y'all still let me? All right? But we can make bad financial choices trying to keep up with the Joneses. Man, Chuck got him a new motorcycle. I got to get me one. And then your payments, you can't handle it. You're stressed. Arguing with your wife, your husband, your kids. Stressed out about bills. All because we got to have bigger. All because we're comparing. Now, she's not as redneck as I am. I can live in the woods. I love that one thing's on Facebook that says, could you live here for 30 days and get $100,000 after 30 days with no phone, no internet? Absolutely. I'll do it for 50. Matter of fact, I'll do it for 25. I could do it. She may struggle a little bit. She can get maybe by a couple days, but listen, I don't criticize her because she is the way she is. Listen to me. Here's what I want to do in our marriage. Here's what you ought to do. And listen to me. As a church, I'm letting her be who she is, me be who I am. And I know that God put us together. I know God sent me here long ago to tell you today, get connected with what these, listen to me, pastors are hearing from God. And do what you do well. Come on. Don't try to be like Melanie. Melanie's a great person. Okay? But you be who you are. Then you and Melanie, maybe in a women's study group or something, and you find out these things. I'm not trying to be like Clint. We know we like lots of the same things. Matter of fact, last night we ordered the same thing on the menu. It was good. Barbecue nachos. I'm thinking of it now. Hallelujah. I'm going to close here. Comparison drops us at the dead end of discontentment every time. It drops us there. And whether we come out on top or feel guilty or don't measure up and feel shortchanged, comparison always, always leaves us dissatisfied. Comparison is out to steal your contentment. And when I think about this, I thought, how do we overcome? Here's how I'm going to give you hope. How do we overcome? We are going to show gratitude. God, thank you for blessing me with what you blessed me with. I don't care what anyone else has. I don't care what anybody else does. Thank you for giving me favor, and I will celebrate with them when they have something happen great in their life. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be upset. I may look at Chuck's new Harley and say, wow, man, that's a great-looking bike, man. Woo, nice job. I'm glad for you. Come on. Or when someone gets a new gun and I'm like, man, I would like to have one, but God hasn't blessed me with one yet. But glory to God that you got one. When I walked in a while ago, I asked somebody, I looked at this buddy right here, and I said, Donald, is there, look, I'm looking for somebody that will go fishing with me. He said, that's me. I guarantee Donald will go fishing with me. Do what you do well. Don't compare. Take the gift God's gift you with, and let me just take another step further. Anointed you with. You are anointed. And I believe, listen to me, I believe this with all my heart. 2016 is going to be a great year for Believers Church. No matter what we are tempted to compare, there will always be someone with more than you. There will always be someone with less than you. There will always be someone else to envy. There will always be someone else to envy you. We have a choice. Either you can Listen, you have two choices. It's a choice. You can either keep pace and be chained up, bondaged up, or you can keep peace and live free. This guy here chooses to live peace. I'm going to enjoy my time. I'm going to enjoy my walk with God. See, we have a choice, and the wise choose to choose peace and what God has entrusted to you. And the wise will say, God, what you've entrusted to me, God, I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to celebrate with others. There's something powerful and liberating about celebrating the success of other people. And God has given each of us the ingredients. God has given us talents and treasures in certain amounts for a reason. It's time. Listen to me. It's time for you to use your ingredients for the kingdom of God and for Believer's Church. I'm going to read two more scriptures. I didn't even put them up. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm going to read these two and then I'm going to quit. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 says this. Although he was crucified. No, that's 2 Corinthians. We go to 1 Corinthians. My bad. Hold on. 1 Corinthians 13. Here we go. Verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. All right? Now go to James chapter 1, verse 17. Let me find that for you. Hebrews is coming up next. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 17. Look at this. Awesome. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God, our Father, who created all lights in heaven. He never changes or casts shifting shadows. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word, and we, out of all creation, become his prized possession. Do you understand when you become a child of God, you are his prized possession? And he has gifted you. Quit comparing. Do what God wants you to do. This is my friend, and I prayed for her. She saw her daughter come out from a wreck, right, and her back and things like that. And I've prayed and told her I was praying for her. And look, she's on a trip today. I've seen my son go through things, my oldest son, and this is the greatest gift that I think I've received. He's 26 years old, soon to be 27 in December. He texted me not too long ago. He came home for a weekend. He went back home, and I showed the text to Kathy, and my oldest son texted me. He said, Dad, why can't we just all live on a farm together and be family? And I said, son, I wish it could be that way. He's had a hard time finding a job back home in Kentucky, so he moved to Indiana. He's about 5 hours away. I'll see him in a couple weeks. It's one of the volleyball tournament that Morgan's going to be in. It's going to be close to him. So then I texted him back and I said, so you want me to buy a farm? He texted back and said, yes, exclamation points. He said, we could grow our own food. Listen to me. Stop comparing. Stop living in the past. Move forward. And let's build the kingdom of God together. Let's build Believer's Church the way God wants us to do. Amen. Y'all stand with me. Hallelujah. Y'all bow your head and close your eyes. And I'm going to do this. Is there anyone here to sound my voice today that says, Kenny, I don't know Jesus as my Savior. I've not accepted him. If that's you and you want to lift up your hand and say, that's me, I would like to know him. Is there anyone that is like that this morning? Anyone at all? I'm going to ask this. What I preach today, to maybe open your eyes and maybe minister to you. And if that's so, lift up your hand this morning. Wow. Anyone else? There's some thoughts and some things that I said that God gave me to say that helped you. If that's you, just lift up your hand. Come on. Lots of people. Grab your neighbor by the hand. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to bless you with this, and I'll turn it over to your wonderful pastor. Pastor Clint. Lord, today I thank you, Lord, for giving me this word. And Lord, I don't think in the years since I've been preaching, since 1988, I've ever preached on comparison. And Lord, I know today you sent me this word to send to this wonderful church. And Lord, I pray that the things that are coming down the road that you had planned long ago, I pray, God, you will help people to understand to stay in their gift. Don't compare themselves to anyone else and be who they are. Because, Lord, that's who you created them to be. Help us to make wise decisions financially. Help us to make decisions, Lord, in life that are pleasing to you. And, Lord, thank you. We thank you, Lord, for showing us your grace, your mercy, your kindness, and your love toward us. I pray for my friends here at Believers Church. And I pray, Lord, if there's anyone here that's sounding my voice that needs a healing in their body, that you touch and heal them right now. I pray you touch them and minister to them right now where they're at. If there are relationship problems or family problems or whatever the case may be, touch them. Show them your grace, your mercy, your kindness. And Lord, we're going to celebrate together with some when you shine your favor upon us, or if you choose to do something for someone else. Lord, we're still going to stand on your word and says, Lord, you're no respecter of person. So what you've done for them, you will do for me. And you may choose to do it in a different way. But today, I thank you for blessing me. And I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. I lift up your